like a fire in the rain. You know nothing's gonna come our way. And if I found myself in the middle of a highway, oh, I know it's just for a moment before I hear you calling my name. Yeah. Oh, won't you take me?
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
By the way, we're going to open the KISS free ticket window in just a few minutes. Tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll Toronto. Up for grabs. The Netflix holiday movie that everyone's talking about right now is The Merry Gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Starring Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, my God.
Is the shirt off in this one, more?
And Britt Roberts.
Oh, my God. Do you love Christmas? Do you love Magic Mike? This is a movie for you.
Okay.
Tell us what the movie's about, Dan Mori.
So he meets this girl, and her parents own a bar, like this old dive, and it's failing, like it's, you know, going to foreclosure. And she comes up with the idea, hey, why don't we get a bunch of the hot guys in town to do, like, a review, you know, like sort of like a burlesque kind of thing. And he's like, okay, no problem. No thought in it whatsoever. He's like, absolutely. I'm going to dance shirtless to help your bar.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it's a huge hit.
Of course it
is. Spoiler alert.
Of course it is. Well, it wasn't going to fail.
I know. Imagine though.
It's a Christmas movie with Chad Michael Murray.
And his shirt's off.
Yeah.
You right? Watched that movie, what, twice already?
Oh my God. This weekend, third time.
Do me a favor, more on social media later today. Just time code the good parts for people and post that. In case they don't have time to sit through it.
He's great like, idea. Later. How about now? Let me just open up my Apple Maps app.
Time code.
So Dan Mori talked to Chad Michael Murray and Britt Robertson about The Merry Gentlemen, which is on Netflix right now.
I have now watched this movie twice with my husband, and I need to find out from you, is this a movie that you can watch with your families?
Oh. I have three kids, little kids, 9, 7, and one. I'm going to wait.
Definitely the one-year-old.
I'm going to wait. The one-year-old can watch it because she won't know what she's watching. She's like, I've seen Dad walk around with his shirt off. And the kids have seen Dad walk around with his shirt off. It's kind of like a thing I do at home all the time. My wife and I were actually watching it. And the kids were in the other room. And my daughter came in right at the last dance sequence when we were doing the hip-hop. And she saw me. She's doing some body rolls, let's just say, on the stage. And she smacked me. She goes, Daddy, what are you? And she smacked me real good. And then she ran off and she goes, put your shirt on. And then later she came in and her and my son started imitating my moves.
Oh,
and going, yeah, Daddy, he was doing this.
Oh, no.
And then he got on the ground.
Oh, no.
That's the kind of thing I think is great. Like they can laugh at you. They can appreciate you.
It was fantastic. I love every minute of it. But no, I wouldn't sit down and probably watch that. Like, right left, we'll go Cinderella Story Freaky Friday for the time being.
Yeah, that's smart. That's
great idea, Chad Michael Murray.
God, watching your kid imitate you.
Because at that point, what do you do?
Writhing on the ground. Oh.
You can't say,
no.
And I mean, you're not disciplining them, but you can't say, like, stop that right now.
Well, no, but in the moment, it's hilarious, right?
Completely. And they were probably sitting there, him and his wife were like clapping and cheering them on.
Yes.
And meanwhile, the wife's like nudging him.
And as wrong as stuff like that is, like, let's just say you were the type of person that had a stripper pole in the living room, right? Let's just say that that was you. That's your life, right? For fitness. You don't want the kid to touch the stripper pole, but if the 3-year-old grabs a stripper pole and starts doing twirls, you're laughing.
Mm-hmm.
You're right?
Like, do it again, honey.
Yeah, you're having a good time.
Do another spin.
Yes, we'll deal with the consequences of this later in life.
Kiss 92.5's free ticket window is
open.
All right, Post Malone and Jelly Roll are going to be in Toronto in May. We got those tickets for you. Keep track of all the songs that we play on the Roz and Mocha Show until the time the free ticket window closes. When that happens, you are going to text tickets to 925-555. Get you on the radio. You tell us what played. If you are right, those tickets are all yours.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On Kiss 92.5.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm flying. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. To us.
Here we go. Time for today's DM deep dive.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. In the DMs, Jem says, Maria, have you ever heard of the Facebook groups called Are We Dating the Same Guy with a Different Location?
Oh,
well, I think my city has a Roz doppelganger and he was spotted and posted in the group. I took a screenshot if you'd like to see it.
Oh,
yes.
So I'm going to send it in the group right now.
Does it say which city, though?
It does.
Oh,
okay.
Which city?
It's Sudbury.
Sudbury, Ontario.
Sudbury, Ontario. Okay. So I'm going to send it. I think here we go.
Okay.
Let's
see. So there's somebody in. Oh, shut up.
I haven't got it yet.
Oh my gosh.
Just stop.
That's incredible.
Hold on.
In the hat.
Oh my gosh.
It looks looks like him.
Somebody come to my defense. Maury, come to my defense here.
No, it looks like you.
Oh, shut up.
Look at that shirt. You got the skull shirt with smoke coming out of the skull. It's a black shirt. Bro,
the chain.
Is that a chain?
It's a chain. It's a black chain.
Oh, black chain. Yeah.
Even the way he's posing.
Yeah, facts.
Like,
bro. I mean, this guy's beard's a little better.
Shut up.
Oh, wow.
Definitely, like, less long.
I'm not a smoky skull shirt guy.
You guys do take selfies the same way, though.
I don't take so. I rarely take selfies.
Right, Roz, look at me. Let me hold this up. Look at me.
No, I'm not looking at any of you.
I'm buttoning the top two buttons of your shirt.
Nah, you guys are all a-holes.
Same color chest hair.
I'm not dating that guy in Sudbury or that guy.
No, we're not asking you.
Yo, how wild would that be if the two of them got together, right?
So what is this from? This is the
Are We Dating the Same Guy? So what this Facebook page is if people, for example, they don't know who their significant other is, they post it in the Facebook group chat to make sure that they're not dating the same guy.
Oh, damn.
And apparently what the girls do in this group chat is they list red flags that come with him.
So this guy's not the side piece.
No.
They're wondering if this guy has multiple
girlfriends.
Yes.
Look who's interested
Bring
now.
It home.
I've got more proof. Look at the group chat now. I think we have a winner.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Look at them side by side.
Side by side.
Shut up. Just stop it, okay?
OMG.
I'm literally deleting every picture I've ever posted on
Instagram. Cheesecake.
Right?
Cheesecake just did a quick edit where he took a picture from Roz's, IG or Facebook?
Yeah.
And look at that. Same hat, same beard, same stuff.
It's not the same hat. My hat
almost looks like you guys are about to kiss.
So unbelievably custom. This guy is wearing like some podunk, hard brimmed, I don't even know what that is, polyester. Guys, it's not the same thing.
I don't know. You know what this looks like?
You don't know
Twins.
Anything.
No, love. Next DM, please.
All right, Alyssa says, is there a TV show theme song that reminds you the most of your childhood or earlier years?
Ah.
Who's ready to go?
All right, we'll start with Maria.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you never heard the Barney theme song?
Barney's
friends are big and small. They come from lots of places. Barney came to my first birthday, and I freaked out. There's a picture of me, and I look like I've seen the best thing ever.
Let's go over to Damn It Maury. Here we go.
Today's special. It's for everyone. Today's special. Come join us.
Theme song, TV theme song that reminds you of your childhood.
This is all I ever watched. I had a crush on the mannequin.
What?
I had a crush on the mannequin. So today's special was a shopping store. The manager...
shopping store.
Yeah.
And there was like a manager. There were like he was a puppet. And there was Muffy the Mouse that was like the store's mouse.
Oh.
Then there was,
they sold wearing clothes and eating food.
All right, let's go to Shem now. This is the song that reminds him of his childhood TV show.
Hold the hand of the one who could lead the place ahead.
Got on fire.
Right?
And kiss the lips of the one who could sing so sweet.
Oh, come on, you do.
And I
keep listening.
Fly on the wings of a bird.
This is classic, Maury. Come on.
The soap opera Passions?
No? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
I even know that one.
Tabitha the witch and Timmy.
Yeah.
The doll came to life.
I was trying to think if I don't remember that because I there was when I was in like grade 8 or whatever it was, I had a girlfriend and she was really into, but I think the show was called Santa Barbara that she was into.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally does. Yeah.
Oh, do you have the song there?
No. Not for Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Okay. Jesus. What's your song, Roz?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. Do you want me to play my song first? The song, TV show, theme song that reminds me of my childhood. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. I don't think it'll be shocking for anyone.
Wow.
Why you are not a child.
What are you looking so suspect for?
I'm surprised
there,
Mars doesn't include in. How does that remind him of his childhood?
It doesn't. I just like the song. I know. Mocha, yeah. How old are you when that came out, Mocha?
Like young.
And remind people what that is?
Modern Family.
Modern Family. Right.
Modern Delusion.
Yeah. What's your song, Ross?
Yeah. Mocha, you will have no idea what, you know what? I had another one all lined up here and I'm not actually going to play that one.
Okay. Why?
Cause I'm going to play a different one here.
Uh-huh.
Cause I'm going to play something that was so unique to my childhood and my era.
Yeah.
And it was the theme song for two shows that were on television.
Interesting.
Right?
Okay.
Two shows.
Go for it.
One of which you will never have seen.
Okay.
Actually, probably both of which you will have never seen, so I expect you to have no reaction and no knowledge whatsoever.
Go. Don't know it.
No? No reaction, Mocha? No idea what that's from.
What is this?
So it was the theme song for fashion television.
Okay.
Right? That's yes.
Yeah.
But it was also the theme song for a wrestling show
called
Saturday Night's Main Event.
Oh, interesting.
Which I'm sure you have no knowledge of.
But none.
It's actually a real song.
Yeah.
But Mocha's too old, or too young, sorry, too to young. Know this. Yeah.
Mocha has too no young. Idea what no this song idea. Is. Never heard it before.
Never.
No? Okay.
The four times a year Saturday Night's Main Event aired on NBC in place of SNL. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of your DMs. We'll do this again tomorrow. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
The KISS 92.5 free ticket window is currently open.
When you hear it close, text tickets and your name to 925-555 for your chance to win tickets.
Standard message rates apply.
KISS 92.5.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. And I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me. Me and my truths, we sit in silence. Mm-hmm. Baby girl, it's just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna fight. My tongue, yeah, I think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. I'll wait for your love, my love. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
Ariana Grande. Oh, man, I said her name.
Shoot. Whoops.
Oopsie.
Kiss 92.5's free ticket window.
All right, so we are in the middle of the Kiss free ticket window, which is you have to keep track of all the songs that we play on the show, artist name as well. And then when we tell you that the window is closed, you're going to text tickets to 925-555. You get on the radio, tell us what played. And if you're right, we got tickets for you to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll in May in Toronto. Window is not closed yet. We keep it moving.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate mornings.
Kiss 92.5.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab, and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kinda used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, got all mine. If you need a hand, I got two. If you're in the mood to dance, I got moves. If you need a night in, a night off, a phone call, baby, I got you. Head banging on the highway with the tunes too loud. That was some kind of hideaway. Now, but you're still keeping my secrets. I'm still stitching your clothes. I'm still letting you know when I made it home. So don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the ebbs and the flows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come on. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good.
Caitlin, on our next FML, here's what she's going through.
So my kid's dad isn't taking the role of a dad.
So Caitlin's got two kids with her ex. Caitlin's house, very structured. The kids do their homework, all of this stuff, all the right things. When they go to dad's house, they sit around, do nothing but watch TV all day. She's trying to get her ex to step up and give out a little discipline.
Looking for some advice? Be a part of Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Text FML to 925-555.
Kiss 92.5. Taylor Swift's here with the Eras Tour.
My name's Taylor.
And not a single ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on Kiss all day for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text.
If we call you, you'll be entered in the draw to win a pair of tickets on Thursday at midnight.
It's Kiss 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
A friendly reminder, friends, don't forget to book your winter escape. It is only going to get colder and colder as the days and weeks go by. So we are here to tell you that our friends at redtag.ca, your friends at redtag.ca, are here to help you out, hook you up. It's not too late to book your vacay with massive savings.
We have those lights in our backyard that come on when it goes dark.
Oh, yeah.
Last night was the first time they came on before 5 p.m.
Oh, The
before
worst.
5 p.m.
I know, it sucks.
That is why RedTag.ca's pre-Black Friday blowout sale is on now to get you away with savings of up to 65% on vacation packages. And here's the cherry on top. When you book, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win back your trip up to $5,000. Plus, you can still use the exclusive promo code KISS for additional savings of up to $300 at checkout.
Like, think about that sand. Think about the beach. Yes. Think about all-inclusive of resorts. Think about cities that you have been dreaming of going to that have nothing but sunshine. Do not wait. Book your dream vacation today at redtag.ca/kiss and get up to 65% off your next vacation, plus the chance to win back your trip up to $5,000. Redtag.ca's pre-Black Friday blowout sale is here. Use that promo code KISS at redtag.ca/kiss for exclusive savings. Limited time offer. Certain conditions apply.
We've got a big beauty week ahead of us.
I'm so ready. Sephora Cyber Week sales are major.
They're beyond. Different brands are 30% off every day.
I know. I'm so excited to save on Youth to the People, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Bondi Boost, and more.
And all my faves are half off on Black Friday.
50% off select beauty? Sign me up.
It's Sephora's best week ever. Starting November 24th, don't miss daily deals all week long. Plus, up to 50% off top beauty brands. Exclusions and terms apply. Offers end December 2nd. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Think of what we could do together.
The songs are legendary. Popular. The characters are iconic.
Pink goes good with green.
And I just had a vision almost like a prophecy. What is the feeling?
Now,
tell them how.
The worldwide phenomenon becomes the magical event of the year. Wicked in theaters Friday.
Mark's Black Friday event is on now. From November 21st to 27th, save up to 70% in-store and online. Featuring amazing deals on jackets, sweaters, boots, workwear, and more. Visit Mark's and Mark's.com to shop and save.
Hey, Michael Jordan here, the one from Toronto. But New Moi Rewards still puts me in the spotlight. I get new ways to save every time I shop at Metro and Food Basics. Moi Rewards, made for everyone, even me, Michael Jordan. Join today and save.
At Desjardins, we speak business. We speak startup funding and comprehensive game plans. We've mastered made-to-measure growth and expansion advice, and we can talk your ear off about transferring your business when the time comes. Because at Desjardins Business, we speak the same language you do. Business. So join the more than 400,000 Canadian entrepreneurs who already count on us and contact Desjardins today. We'd love to talk. Business.
'Tis the season to enjoy Swiss Chalet's festive special. Our famous rotisserie chicken, cranberry, stuffing, Lindor chocolate, and a scratch and win card. The festive special. Only $17.99, only at Swiss Chalet. Visit SwissChalet.com for contest details. Participating locations, white meat, taxes, and upgrades extra.
Black Friday is on now at Sport Check. Save up to 60% on winter jackets, shoes, equipment, electronics, and more from the brands you love. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details. Say it with sport this holiday season.
We have a plan that's connecting Ontario. We're leading the largest transit expansion in North America. New projects like the Ontario Line Subway and Hazel McCallion Light Rail will relieve overcrowding, with the Scarborough and Yonge North Subways connecting more communities, and expanding GO Transit with more trips, faster train service, and two-way all-day service. Also, you can get around faster, safer, easier. See what we're building in your community at ontario.ca/builds. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
This is KISS 92.5,
home of the Roz and Mocha Show. Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh. They say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you hold me close, don't let me go. lose my mind when I'm around you. How I come alive when I'm without you. I can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. They say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Fix my life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is.
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hey, Caitlin, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Hello, welcome to FML. Why are you here?
So my kid's dad isn't taking the role of a dad.
Oh, wow. Caitlin, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I'm struggling to co-parent with my ex. We have two boys together, 10 and 9, and no matter what I do to try my best to keep his relationship with his boys open, I'm always the bad guy, and he refuses to respect or try to keep mutual rules for the boys. I don't know if I should let go of trying to peacefully co-parent or keep pushing. I don't want the boys to lose a relationship, even if their dad isn't taking the role of a dad.
So is it just with rules, Caitlin, or like certain things that is expected of them when they're with you that he just does not follow when the boys are with him?
It's just kind of like everything. So like if the boys are having troubles with school or just normal behavior, mm-hmm. and it's like, look, this is kind of the expectation because I want them to understand consequences and to grow. Yeah. And he's like, well, I can't guarantee that I can do that at my house.
Why though? Like, what's the excuse?
He doesn't really make an excuse. Like, even when I talk to the boys, it's like, oh, what did you get to do with your dad? And he's like, they're like, nothing. We just watch TV all day.
So he doesn't, like, do anything. He gets them for the day or for the weekend, whatever. And yeah. he just, like, doesn't do anything. Like, he doesn't interact with them. It's just, like...
Rarely.
They're just there. They don't do any, like, activities together, anything like that. They're just there.
Yeah.
See, doing all of that stuff that you're talking about, making sure that they get their homework done, making sure that they're learning, making sure that they're becoming good, all of that stuff takes commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And it's not that he, like when he says to you, I don't know if I can do that in my house, what he's saying is, I don't think I have that in me. Right? It's a lot of work to raise kids, and it's a lot of work to make sure that you're not only keeping them safe and alive, but you're also, you know, guiding them in right directions and making sure that they're responsible and making sure that they have what they need and making sure that they're nice to each other and to other people. All of that stuff is a lot of work. So if he's just sort of opening his house and using it as an Airbnb for when his sons come over, that's not necessarily, you know, taking on the role of a parent.
Right.
Do the boys like going to their dad's house? Do they enjoy it?
Yeah.
Of course
they
do. They sit around and watch television all day.
Yeah.
But they want to see him, and I don't obviously want to close that door.
Yeah.
Unless it's obviously necessary.
So what are the conversations that you've had with him? Like, does he seem that he wants to do this?
Face to face, he seems like he does.
But it's a different story when the three of them are together at his house.
Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, I'll agree because you're here, and then when I'm in my own space, I can just do as I please.
Right. I think that the conversation that you guys need to have, right, is the one thing that you cannot do as exes is you just can't screw up the kids. And,
right.
And don't necessarily put all of this on him. Like it's his faults. It's his this. Put it all back on the kids. Right. And that's what I try to do.
So I don't want it to sound like I'm attacking him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you don't know, like, what happens. Like, if one of the boys says, hey, I got this school project to work on, or I got to do this homework, dad may say, you know what? It's the weekend. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Like, you'll figure it out when you get back to mom's house. Like, we don't know if those conversations are happening. But yeah, maybe a conversation with your two kids to let them know, here are your responsibilities for this weekend or for this particular day. And have them follow through with it.
Mm-hmm.
That might be an approach.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, you can, yeah, that's part of it. But also the conversation with him, okay, is don't make it about him, make it about the kids. And what I meant by that was this isn't about him. You guys have to be aligned on the children, right?
Okay.
Like, and you have to agree to, you guys can hate each other. You can do whatever, but you can't screw up the kids. And, you can be tough as hell and you need to be tough as hell.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that you can go at this a little bit harder. It's not like two worlds where you have your world and he has his world, especially if one of them is detrimental to the kids. Right.
Okay.
You got to be a tough ass mom and you got to take control. And if he needs structure, if his problem is building that structure, build it for him.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
like if those kids need a schedule, send them over with a schedule.
Okay.
Does that help, Caitlin?
It does.
Yeah. Okay. I know it's tough, but it sounds like you're doing a great job. You're a great ma. You're obviously concerned about your kids and want what's best for them. So keep it up. Okay.
Thank you. It's hard. I got four of them.
Four. How old are the other ones?
So the other ones are 6 and 15 months.
Oh, wow. God. Damn, girl. Well, you keep killing it. Okay.
Thank you.
If you need anything else, we got your back.
Thank you so much.
Looking for some advice? Be a part of Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Text FML to 925-555.
KISS 925.
I just want to lose control. In your gravity. Show me how to let it go. Be my clarity, be my clarity. In your gravity, in your gravity.
Kiss 92.5's free ticket window is now closed.
What you need to do is text the word tickets right now to 925-555. Get on the radio with us after the news and tell us the songs that played in the order that they played. Need artist's name as well. If you are correct, we are hooking you up with tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll live in concert in May in Toronto.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss 92.5.
Hey, it is 3 degrees right now, getting up to a high of 6. Possible wet flurries at some point this morning. Sunny breaks this afternoon. Still got Taylor Swift tickets to give away. She's got show number 4 tonight at Rogers Center. Every show is sold out, but we are hooking you up. Keyword you need when we tell you to text in today is midnights. You text that to 925-555. Midnights is the keyword. Do not text now. It will not qualify. We're giving away the concert tickets tonight going into tomorrow at midnight. So that's why midnights is your keyword for Taylor Swift concert tickets, okay?
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Remember Barbenheimer when Barbie and Oppenheimer opened up at the box office in the same weekend? It was like a big deal.
Yeah.
So this weekend is Wicked and Gladiator, and they're trying to make
Wicked
and Gladiator.
Wickedator.
No.
No. Gladiator?
No.
Oh, that sounds gross.
Gladiator. No.
Gladikid? No. Oh, Gladikid!
No, no. Glickid.
That sounds disgusting.
Okay. Right?
That just sounds weird, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like you need to see a doctor.
Yeah.
I got Glickid.
You got the Glickid.
I got Glickid.
Don't click it!
Yeah, you're gonna make it worse.
It's gonna stay like that. both movies expected to do very well. Wicked, they're projecting $110 million. Gladiator 2, $65 million. And shout out to all the fellas this weekend who are going to be living with a woman who may or may not say, oh, yeah, you know what? I never saw the original Gladiator. Mm-hmm. Bro, these guys, this is your moment. There's so many dudes who are about to rise to the moment right now to be like, babe, don't worry, I got you. Mm-hmm. Like, women, if you want to have 2 hours of where you are completely catered to and taken care of this weekend, tell your man that you've never seen the original Gladiator. He will set up the living room for you like it has never been set up before.
All your favorite snacks.
Everything will be taken care of.
Wine on wine on wine.
Everything will be taken care of.
Classic movie.
Yeah.
Are you not entertained?
Because I did that with my girls a couple weeks ago.
With Gladiator?
With Gladiator. Yep.
Great movie.
They loved it. Roxy so loved it.
Yeah.
Pumped for Gladiator 2. Dax Shepard talking to Cynthia Erivo from Wicked about how she wipes her butt with those big long fingernails.
Sorry, hold on, what?
Just play the clip.
My nails are very long right now.
Can I ask you a really crazy question? It's inappropriate.
Go on.
When you're wiping your butt.
I knew you would ask that question.
I know, but everyone thinks it. No, everyone's afraid to ask it.
Because, no one's afraid to ask it.
Oh, is everyone asking that?
Everybody asks that question.
What?
No. Everybody asks that question.
Okay, yeah. Very cliche.
And my answer is nobody uses just their fingers to wipe their backside. You use tissue.
Oh, sure.
Correct? Yeah. And you wipe.
Yeah. I guess my question is, does the tissue go on the tip of the fingernails or do you try to get the tissue on the
pads of the
fingers?
Okay,
great. We're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
And then, okay. And then you're just feeling a little tickle of the nails on your crack of your butt sometimes?
No, because the tissue's there. You don't feel none of that. Okay, so you're covered.
I wonder, okay, what I would do if I were you.
Oh, boy.
Is I would wrap my whole, I'd make a mitten.
I fold.
Okay.
Oh, you're a folder. Yeah. I bunch.
Now, are you offended by that question? Or are you like, I get it.
Well, I
you're
get
annoyed
it.
By it.
I'm annoyed by it. I'm like, come on, guys. But I get it. But it's also like, I'm a functioning adult and I've never walked around smelling like, you know.
No one thinks that. In fact, everyone thinks you smell so good. It begs the question,
saying.
How are you wiping your tush?
Very well.
What they're saying when they're asking is I would never be able to wipe properly. It's a problem with them.
That's a problem with them. And here's the thing, there are people who do not have nails who need to check how they're
big
wiping.
Time. I agree.
Here's the thing, though.
I don't believe a word she says.
She has those long fingernails. I'm sure she's figured it out already.
There are so many girls with fingernails that long, though.
Yeah.
And it's no problem, right?
Yeah.
Or
they're
amazing.
Well,
it's not that. There's no such thing as no problem.
Sorry. Is it difficult? That's my question.
Like,
Mine are not that long, and I don't have any issues.
Okay. But I, what I'm saying is,
hers are long.
If you
hers
have are, long,
yeah, hers are like
long.
Mine are like this long.
Hers are like four times
the size of mine.
So, but I think that if you're living life with fingernails that long, you would have figured out a method.
Yeah, but like you learn to use the nails in many there different ways.
Yeah. Blah. Yep.
Yeah.
Cocaine. Scoop, right?
Ew. The scoop. What? No one's scooping anything.
No, the scrape.
Glick it.
No, you're using the
don't glick it. You're going to get sick.
Hey, remember that banana, the banana taped to the wall?
Yeah.
So it was
the art piece.
The art piece. So this came out in 2019, and the piece is called Comedian by Italian artist Maurizio Cattalan. Mm-hmm. And it was a banana duct taped to a wall at the big Art Basel gallery show in Miami. And everybody lost their minds over it. There was a point of where they had to take it off the wall because there was just too many people. And it was like, it's a statement piece. It's everything else. So the story was that this thing was going up for auction and somebody was probably going to bid between $1 million and $1.5 million for this.
Yeah.
And the question then became, do you get the original banana? Because it would be disintegrated by now. And what about the duct tape?
Long gone.
And then the story was that the piece was always meant to have an interchangeable banana. So they would always be able to put a new banana in there. Mm-hmm. So it went up for auction. And what you actually get is that it's more of an NFT than a piece of art. Okay. So the person who won the auction, okay, they don't get the banana, they don't get the duct tape, and they don't get a piece of the wall that it was originally on. So what they get is a certificate of authenticity that gives them the authority to duct tape a banana to a wall and call it Comedian, which was the name of the original piece. And the person who won the auction yesterday paid not $1.5 million.
Oh.
$6.2 million.
So embarrassing.
For a certificate?
For a certificate.
For a piece of paper that says I'm allowed to duct tape a banana to the wall?
And call it the original piece of art.
But I could do that right now for free.
No, but you can't because...
Watch me.
You can, sure. But you don't have the authority to say this is the original piece of art.
So...
But it could be Comedian too.
Wait, so say in the case that someone else wanted to recreate this, because this person has the certificate, could they technically sue?
No.
Because it's like property?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I was curious.
Did they know going into this auction?
Yes, that's what was for sale, was the certificate of authenticity that says you, as the owner, can duct tape a banana to a wall and call it this, and it is yours, and that is what you are. You now are the rightful owner of the person who can duct tape a banana to a wall and call it Comedian.
I mean, he could have at least given a roll of duct tape autographed with the certificate.
Yeah. No, nothing. Nothing. Yeah. You got the certificate.
Not even like a picture or drawn.
You got the certificate. That's what he bid on.
Dumb. That's bad. Yeah. That's really bad.
One more of the news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5.
Like that, I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. Slam the door, hit ignore.
Like a fan. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll. They are in Toronto in May. Free ticket window time. Is this Yelena? Who's this?
This is Rami.
All right, Rami, we need song title and artist name of everything that played from the time the free ticket window opened up until it closed. Go ahead.
Okay, so we got Toxic by Britney Spears. We got We Can't Be Friends by Ariana Grande. I Got You by Devin Cole. And Stargazing by Miles Smith and Gravity, Frank Walker, and Tyler Shaw.
There you go. Done. Easy.
There you go, man. Congratulations.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You just scored tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll in Toronto in May. Hang on the line. We'll do this again tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock on the Roz and Mocha Show with the free ticket window. It's 92.5.
To call her, to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
Win $92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able.
able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4
on KISS 92.5.
Where do you find your go-to festive favorites? At Metro, of course. Get high-quality meat like boneless, skinless chicken breast for just $4.66 per pound. But only until November 27th at your go-to Metro or online at metro.ca.
Amazon Black Friday Week is here, with up to 35% off toys to stuff their stocking. Noise-canceling tech to silent their night. And fashion, like slippers, to missile their toes. Shop Amazon's Black Friday deals now.
Shop Black Friday deals at PetSmart. From November 21st to 27th, buy one, get one 50% off dog and cat treats. Save 20% on all Hill's Science diet food. Plus, save $3 on all Arm & Hammer cat litter. Shop more incredible deals in-store and online at PetSmart.ca.
Visit the Dior Ball of Dreams holiday pop-up at Hudson's Bay, Yorkdale. On now until January 6th. Find the perfect gifts for the beauty enthusiast or fragrance lover on your list. Enjoy complimentary beauty consultations, holiday gift wrapping, customizations, and more.
RedTag.ca's early Black Friday pre-sale is here with up to 65% off vacation packages. Plus, a chance to win back your trip up to $5,000. No matter the destination, from adventurous to relaxed, your next escape deserves the best pre-Black Friday deals. Don't wait. Book today at RedTag.ca or call 1-866-5-RED-TAG. Offer ends November 21st. Certain conditions apply.
RedTag.ca.
Celebrating 20 years. Book today.
In Scarborough, there's this fire behind our eyes.
A passion in our bellies.
It's in the hearts of our neighbors.
The eyes of our nurses.
And the hands of our doctors.
It's what makes Scarborough, Scarborough.
In our hospitals, we do more than anyone thought possible, with less than anyone could imagine.
But it's time to imagine what we can do with more.
Join Scarborough Health Network, and together,
we can turn grit into greatness.
Donate at lovescarborough.ca.
How do you, Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants, extras additional, terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
The Nissan All-In Clear Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance the 2024 Pathfinder SL Premium from 1.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Pathfinder, featuring 7 drive and terrain modes to fully amp up the adventure. Add intelligent 4x4, and it won't take long before you realize you just leveled up. Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca for details.
Ontario is building up our nursing workforce. Since 2018, nearly 100,000 new nurses have registered to work in Ontario. Last year, we added a record of over 18,000 new nurses, with another 30,000 nursing students in school. We're investing millions in new programs that pay for nurses' education and breaking down barriers so they can get to work sooner. Learn more at ontario.ca/yourhealth. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
CKISFM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
Sun pod mix for the afternoon, getting up to a high of 6 degrees. It is 3 right now. Needy or Greedy is next on the Roz and Mocha Show, KISS 92.5.
I remember we were too broke to have a car. Hitchhiking down the highway to get to the supermarket stores. Buying beer with IEDs that don't even look like us. But we never cared. We were rich in love. We were even seem tonight about the time we spent together. We grew up and lost touch. I always keep your photograph warm in summer hide while I pretend that you're still mine.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
All right. Keyword you need today to play Needy or Greedy if you want some free money is family. Text that with your name to 925-555. Get on the radio with us, the Roz and Mocha Show. And we'll ask you whether or not you want to be needy or greedy. If you want needy, $92. If you want to be greedy, guess the jackpot. If you are right, all that money, all that cash is all yours. Text FAMILY right now along with your name to 925-555. We'll talk to you after the weekend. It's Kiss 92.5. Good morning.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Melted lies cover the open road. I hope you make it, cause I've been chasing another.
Mocha, good morning.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Hi, Tori. Good morning. Welcome to Needy or Greedy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what? Doing great. We got some free money. Could be yours. Would love to hook you up today. Here's how we play, needy or greedy, ladies and gentlemen.
So you got a choice, Tori. You know that. You can choose to be needy. We'll give you $92. Game's over. Or you can choose to be greedy, and if you want to do that, you got to try and guess the jackpot, the exact number, dollar figure right now sitting in the jackpot. We can tell you this. 5 o'clock yesterday was the last time we had somebody try and guess it. That guess was $1,456. They were wrong. The jackpot is lower. Tori, what are you going to do? Are you going to be needy or are you going to be greedy?
I think I'm going to have to be needy because I couldn't listen yesterday.
No problem. Are you going to do with the cash? $92. Super easy.
My 8-year anniversary is coming up, so hey, I might go and, thank you. I might go and get him something nice.
There you go. Nice. Perfect.
All right. Well, hang on the line. We'll give you that cash, okay?
Thank you so much.
That's exactly how needy or greedy is played. Family is the keyword that you need to text along with your name to 925-555. Every hour till 6 p.m. is when we play. Next game play, 9 o'clock.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
On KISS 92.5.
For all the times that you rain on my parade. And all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that. My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that. My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up.